Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, UK Bills Mafia. This is Christian Wade of your Buffalo Bills. This is the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with your hosts, Matt and Alex. Let's go, Buffalo! Woo!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, Bills news with a UK twist. I am, as always, your host, Matt. This is, as always, Alex, my co-host. Alex, how are you being?
I'm good. Great. We spent, my wife and I, the last few days driving around England, visiting some castles, seeing some ruins, really just digging into the history. It was a lot of fun. And that's the reason why I'm not on the show this week.
Yes, 15 minutes away down Blimmercorf Castle. And you couldn't send me a message. I had to find out on Instagram. That was broke my heart.
Oh, you felt poor sad. Thing.
Could have said I could invite you for a cup of tea. Oh.
Yeah, no, that's definitely on me. You've told me where you live a bunch of times because I'm like, hey, let's go to London for the game. And you're like, I'm too far away. I'm like, I get that. But then I forget immediately. I guess I'm a bad person. I mean, would we even, am I allowed to come over? COVID rules. Boris Johnson says we can we? What does Boris say?
We've got an entrance to the back garden. We've got three layers. We've got a hot tub in one layer. We've got two other layers. We can easily go 2 meters, 2 meters and have a chat and a cup of Rosie Lee.
Did you say hot tub? I'm not getting in a hot tub with you. Weird.
Why not? What the fuck? Great.
Pass.
No?
Pass. Hard pass.
Just tea on the decking then.
That's fine. Yes. Yeah. Let's drink hot tea in 34 degree weather. Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's what us Brits do.
Serve some Pims, then I'm over in a minute. All right.
I'll see if I can get some. But yes, that's the reason why you weren't here for this episode, where I actually spoke to Miles from British Bird Gang UK and Arizona Cardinals UK fan group. So, Alex, because you weren't on the show, I couldn't ask you this question. What are your thoughts on the matchup?
Well, I think from last year, I didn't see enough from Kyler Murray to make me too worried. But then they go out and get DeAndre Hopkins, so we get to do that again. So Trey will be on him, but you still have the ageless wonder, Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk. Is he good or is he not? This might be the year we find out. So their offense is a little bit worrying to me. Their defense absolutely isn't. There's nothing scary about their defense. I remember in the
apart from Chandler Jones.
That's one guy. You can stop him. I'm not too worried about it. I really wish they beat Pittsburgh in that Super Bowl a few years ago. So I've always kind of been fond of Larry Fitzgerald. I remember Jake Plummer. He was just a fun, weird guy to watch play football. So there, just a lot of these West Coast interviews that we're doing, we play, a really weird division this year that we don't see very often. So it's interesting in that sense, but it's definitely something that I'll say is I'm expecting a W.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I mean, you'll hear my views. You'll hear great conversation between me and Miles. We talk about Hopkins. We talk about Diggs and what's actually brewing in Arizona. So if you're watching this on YouTube, get that popcorn ready and get ready to actually watch a brilliant episode. If you're listening on one of our many podcast channels, turn up that volume, stick those earphones in, and enjoy as I talk to Miles from the British Bird Gang UK.
Enjoy.
Welcome to the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues. I am joined by Miles from the British Bird Gang. Miles, how are you doing, my friend? Thank you for joining us on the show.
You're very welcome. Yeah, it's good to be here on a very warm day.
Yes, a very, very warm day. I'm waiting for the thunderstorm to roll in tonight, hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe sit out in the rain for a bit.
That's a plan.
Well, the first question I would usually get my co-host to actually ask, but I get to ask it this time. How did you become a Cardinals fan?
That's a good question, and it's I have to really sort of stretch my memory back. So I've actually been following the Cardinals since mid '80s.
Okay.
So when Channel 4 first started showing the NFL over here in the UK, and I was so sort of 12, 13 years old watching the games. So at that time, there was a lot of people that followed, I think, Bears, Dolphins, Cowboys, Giants.
Yeah.
They were probably the sort of the big names at that point. I'm sort of locally from Oxford originally. I'm an Oxford United supporter, so I need to choose a team of sort of fairly equal rubbish standing.
Yeah,
true. And the Cardinal sort of jumped out. So, at that time, they were in St. Louis, so I was a St. Louis Cardinals fan, just followed them since then.
That's cool. I mean, I'm a West Ham fan, so Bills and West Ham sort of go together. Bit of the underdogs, bit of their probably not won anything for a long time, so I can kind of relate to the Oxford and Cardinals comparison.
Hopefully, then the matchup between the Cardinals and the Bills works out the same way as the Oxford West Ham matchup last season.
God, I should not have mentioned that. You got lucky. You got lucky. We had a rubbish goalkeeper.
4-0 lucky.
No, it's great. Obviously, great. Alex loves hearing about these things. I think he's probably a little bit pissed that he's actually on holiday right now for it, but. This offseason, both teams had the big trade. Obviously, we had Stephon Diggs, we got from Minnesota for a first and a fourth. But you managed to get DeAndre Hopkins and literally steal him cheaply from the Texans. I mean, what was the reaction when you actually heard he was coming over, and obviously what you actually gave up?
Well, is that or is that not the best second round pick going?
That's true.
That's basically what we gave up. We gave up our second round pick this year for Nuke. I mean, come on. It's just fantastic. He's joining up with the absolute first ballot Hall of Famer, Larry Fitz. You know, he's coming back, you know, 17th season. He's back for his 17th season. His role has changed over the last few years. He's playing much more in the slot, but he's the safest pair of hands in yet. So then to bring in Hopkins as well is just phenomenal. What a great piece of business.
Takes a bit of pressure off Fitzgerald. Then obviously you took Isabella last year, but obviously with Hopkins now, you can actually take a little bit more pressure off Fitzgerald now and allow him to carry on being the Hall of Famer elect that he actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we have got some great young talent there at wide receiver as well. You know, you've mentioned Isabella. We've got Christian Kirk as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's going to have a bit more of a breakout season this year. I can see him playing in the slot a bit more. And he's got Keyshawn Johnson as well, Hakeem Butler. You know, these are eager young players that can learn from the likes of Fitz and now Hopkins as well.
Yeah, so it's pretty much similar to the Diggs situation here in Buffalo. Obviously, that frees up John Brown for being a number two, but it also opens up a lot for other players. Actually, you've got that one superstar now in Hopkins. Obviously, I'm not saying Fitzgerald's not a superstar, but a current superstar, one that actually will take those double teams that allow others to actually just grow and flourish and have no pressure on there, just like the Bills with Diggs, which will free up Beasley, Brown, Knox, maybe Gabe Davis for us. So in all, you've obviously had the better deal out of both of us with it, but it's it makes a whole lot of difference to that offense. And obviously you're returning, you've got Kyler Murray, who has actually had a really breakout season, and the future is actually it's bright, really. How do you see his development now going when he's not got the likes of Hopkins as well as Fitzgerald to throw to?
I think it's very exciting what Kyler can do. I think a few people were actually dismissive of what he did last season. Mm-hmm. They were expecting an awful lot more, but come on,
Yeah,
you can't really when you look at where we were where he, you know, where he's come in. We were coming off a 3-13 season,
yeah,
you know, with an awful lot of gaps in the roster at that point. We've got a new head coach, and regardless of the relationship there clearly is between Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, and all the speculation that was going on before the draft and what have you, the NFL is a whole new ball game, isn't it?
Yeah,
point of phrase.
Exactly,
and to learn the game the way he did, and you know, some people were critical of his sort of play reading, and I think he was critical of that as well, because the common thing is pointing the finger at O-line, saying, you know, our O-line is shocking, and yeah, it has been bad. Last season, I think it was made to look worse by Kyler. Because he was keeping the ball and running with it and getting taken down when actually he didn't need to. And he's, you know, he's held his hands up to that. He's learned from that. So coming into this season, it's going to be really interesting to see how much he's developed. He's certainly bulked up, seeing him, you know, the pictures of him from training camp. He's put on a bit of bulk, a bit of muscle. Yeah. You know, let's hope he's still got that explosive speed as well. You know, he in training last season, you know, he ran a 4.3 40, you know, and he beat Andy Isabella, you know.
Oh, yeah. So
when you've got that sort of speed as an option, it's very hard to play against. And then, of course, you've got talent like Hopkins and Fitz and Isabella and Kirk to throw the ball to. You've got Kenyon Drake to hand it off to.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very interesting offense.
Yeah. It's good. It's similar, obviously, from his first year. It's kind of similar to what we saw Josh Allen's first year. He liked to run more with the ball and hold on to it. But as we've seen, as most Bills fans have seen with Josh, he's actually now started to own it and actually stay in the pocket more. So I can see the similarities. Obviously, the blazing 4.3 speed, 40 speed is probably the major difference on there. But I can kind of see a bit of Josh Allen in Kyler Murray, at least in his rookie year. And
yeah,
you're right, you've got a really good offense to go. It's going to be a very, very interesting next however many years you actually keep the majority of that that offense together.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, you know, as ever with the NFL and rosters, it's balancing contracts, isn't it? It's when you get people coming up to free agency and whether you can keep them, whether you can afford to keep them. And there's always pieces on both sides of the ball that you have to look at to do that, because I think at the moment we're putting together a very strong team. This season, I'm not expecting a huge amount. Possibly the season after, when we're getting into 2021, I think that's the season where actually that we should be in a position to go for something.
Yeah. So other than Hopkins during the off season, how confident do you feel of the draft picks you made, of the free agency, and obviously just your overall view on what how the Cardinals off season has actually gone?
I think it's gone pretty well in terms of where we've gone this season. I think we had a pretty strong draft. You know, the sort of the independent gradings on the picks we had going through the draft were pretty strong. You know, we've taken Isaiah Simmons in the first round at 8. You know, when you want to talk about Swiss Army knife defender, blimey.
Exactly. You know, he was the most coveted player there, wasn't he? Apart from obviously the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think in some ways we were surprised he dropped as far as he did. I know 8's not that far, but other people could see him easily going, you know, top 3, top 4. So that, you know, that goes into a very strong defensive side of the ball. You know, we've got a very strong secondary there. Obviously, you know, Pat Peterson. You know, who's, I think he's going to make up a bit for last season, you know, and the problems he had last season. You've got Buda Baker playing safety, pro bowler last year, you know, who's absolutely flourishing. You've got Isaiah Simmons. And of course, the sack king, Chandler Jones.
Yeah, That's the one to really look out for. I mean, looking obviously at your picks you've had this year. I mean, I've actually liked some of your picks. I mean, I was a big Lucky Foto fan and Josh Jones fan. You took him in rounds 3 and round 4. So you've obviously looking to draft and obviously keeping that protection. It's obviously when you look at Kyler and obviously he's going to a second year, is that really that window that you've actually got and the way you actually bring these talent in, actually got a good eye. I mean, I thought Jones could have gone second. To get him in the third was actually great. That you've got that little window, so they've got to be really good hopes and actually hopefully pressing during the training camp.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right about Josh Jones. I think that, again, he was one of those players people were surprised that he fell to the third. There's people saying could have gone much earlier.
Yeah.
Than that. Lucky Foto, again, he's an absolute man mountain, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
There's some strength on the defensive side of the ball there. But even then, going deep into the draft, taking Benjamin in the 7th round, running back out of Arizona State, again, local boy, so there's always the that instant fan affiliation there, isn't there? No, that's a pretty decent pick at running back, that deep in the draft.
Mm.
And adds another unit to that offense.
Yeah.
I think the thing with Kingsbury's offense as well that surprised people is, they're expecting him to doing his version of the air raid with four proper wide outs and slinging the ball all the time. Well, actually, where he's come in, he's relied a lot more or used a lot more tight ends and running backs than people expected. Max Williams, the tight end, played 47% of the snaps last season, which people really didn't expect with that.
Yeah.
The Charles Clay, the other tight end, was like 38% of snaps.
Well, that's a name for the past. Yeah, if he had made that catch, we'd probably be a little bit different in that season. But carry on. We'll just get distracted by Charles Clay.
So, it's interesting stuff there. I think obviously this season is going to be very strange in terms of the preparation that's gone into it, the whole effect that COVID's had on training camp and what have you, and opt-outs. I think we've only had the one opt-out, and that's Marcus Gilbert, right tackle. So that is what it is.
Yeah, but anything's better than what the Patriots actually lost in their opt-out. So, 1 or 2 is fine by most accounts.
Yeah.
But obviously, week 10 is the matchup. How confident are you going into that game?
Yeah, it's week 10's a long way away, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot that happened between now and then. I think if this was a week one matchup, let's look at that. If that was a week one matchup, I'd be quietly confident. I'm always slightly reserved, but I'd be quite confident. And one of the reasons for that is, you mentioned, Josh Allen's sort of similarity to Kyler. I think one of the issues with Josh, I think last season he was one of the worst under pressure and the worst versus the blitz. And I think with the sort of the defense we have with, with Chandler Jones, with Buda Baker, with Isaac Simmons, that could bring that heat onto him, could see one of his less successful performances. So I think that's the thing that would probably swing it for us in that game going into it at week one. But like I say, week 10.
So if I had to actually put a couple of nails down and actually say nail down your confidence level. I mean, we've done about a few others. I think only really the Chiefs, I believe, are the only ones that really said they felt confident. Some said it's going to be close. I think there was one other guy, I can't remember who it was, actually said that they felt confident. Oh, the Broncos, that's the one that said they were quietly confident. So if I nailed down an answer right now and said to you, week 10, what are you feeling? I ask the hard questions.
I'll give us a 7 out of 10 to be
okay. I'll take that. Yeah. So obviously with the matchup, what are the Cardinals' weakness do you think that the Bills could exploit from there?
Yeah, it's a good one. I think, you know, although I was saying earlier on, the offensive line isn't quite as bad as people feel. I still think that is on the weaker side for the NFL. So that's a possibility to address there. You know, on the offensive side, you know, it's, have you got the range of weapons to attack our secondary? You know, Pat P is always going to pick up your number one receiver, and he's always fairly strong at that.
Yeah,
he's probably not been as dominating as he has been in the past. Certainly, last season, coming off of his PED suspension for the first six games, he took a while to get back into the game. Now he's got a proper full preseason behind him, and it will be interesting to see how it goes on that one.
Yeah.
I think we have got some significant strengths. So probably the biggest weakness we had last year was defending against tight ends. Mm-hmm. We gave up a ridiculous amount of yards and points to tight ends.
Yeah. I hope that's where Simmons would come in, I guess, for you guys playing that hybrid role to really take out the and keep track with the tight ends, I take it.
Yeah. And you know, it's, you're right, playing that hybrid could be the key thing. You know, Chandler's always got his eyes on the quarterback.
Yep. Yeah, that's going to be... That'll be a good matchup.
And then go, oh, wait a minute, it's a tight end gone that way.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting if they line him up against Dawkins or Cody Ford. Possibly they'll put him against Cody Ford, but we've seen Cody Ford against some of the good pass rushers that he's actually managed to hold his own. So,
yeah.
The strengths then, so what do you think are the Bills' weakness and obviously the strengths of the Cardinals, and how do you think they can expose a weakness if you see a weakness for the Bills?
Yeah. I think our greatest strength that will exploit weakness in your defense is the breadth of offense that we can bring now. Yes, we got the air raid, but there is a good running game there as well with Kenyon Drake.
Yeah,
we've got tight ends delivering, and then you've got the receivers threat, and you've got whatever Kyler decides he can do. And if he turns on the Jets, he's
with that speed, he's out of the window.
Yeah,
the Speedy Gonzalez music go as he's going along.
Yeah. Exactly, and I think in some ways perhaps maybe our greatest weakness at the moment is youth. Mm. It's a young roster. It's still learning its trade. I think we're rated as probably one of the strongest sort of under 25 year old rosters. Yeah. And the flip side of that is that they're still learning the game. I think we're coming into this season, we're a team that can probably beat anyone on their day.
Yeah.
But by the same token, we could also lose to anyone on their day.
Yeah.
Coming off with 5-10-1 last season, I think this coming into this season, 8-8 is perfectly respectable. Mm-hmm. I think 9-7 probably gives us a sneak into the playoffs, particularly with the playoffs being expanded.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you go into 14 teams and 3 wild cards. There's a potential there. NFC West is a crazy strong division again.
Yes.
It's
going to be a very interesting division.
Hawk, Niners, and Rams, and us. There's a lot to be taken there. Even I can see, because of the relative strengths of the four teams in that division, I think the division could be won on a relatively poor record.
Mm.
Because you're not going to have that one big standout that's going to win all their division games.
Exactly.
You know, in theory, you know, the Seahawks, you know, last season were stronger than us, but again, we win at CenturyLink Field. You know,
yeah.
On it. That's our home now.
Yeah, it's always say that on paper you think one thing, but then when you hit the field, it's a completely different ball game, regardless of whether you're playing at CenturyLink, if you're playing at the Arizona, whether you're playing at Arrowhead or anything like that. Yeah. You can always look on the paper, but come game day, anything could happen.
Yeah, and then this season, of course, you've got the anomaly of behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So that home field advantage is going to be severely diminished.
Yeah, exactly.
That chucks, you know, something else completely into the mix. I think this season is going to be, you know, a very interesting one for a number of reasons. Yeah. And again, you know, talking about, you know, Cliff and his offense and what's, you know, strengths and weaknesses, you know, he's at other KKs like Kevin Keegan, isn't it? Mm. It doesn't matter how many the opposition score, because we're always going to score more.
Exactly. It's the Kansas Chiefs, let's say, of offense. Yeah. We may score loads more than you try and beat us on the points. So yeah, it's, obviously continuity is going to be the biggest thing this season, because if you can return majority, like obviously with the Bills, we've returned our starting O-line this year and pretty much most of our team.
Yeah.
With the situation that we're experiencing with COVID, I think any team that can keep that continuity and maybe add that one or two pieces, like obviously you guys with Hopkins and now obviously Simmons in the draft, that continuity will obviously help most teams during this off-season. So that's one thing that we've obviously got to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think, you know, we haven't really had any significant big-name departures.
Yeah,
coming up this season, which is, you know, important. I think that, you know, if anything, yeah, you know, we clearly have brought in, you know, the names like Hopkins.
Yeah. So.
Right.
Yeah. So obviously, thank you, Mars, for coming on the show. For people that want to actually to follow you and follow obviously what you guys do over the Cardinals, do you want to plug anything at all?
Yeah, sure. I'd say if you check us out on Twitter, you can find us at British Bird Gang. You can also find our podcast that's mainly run by Tom. That's the British Bird Gang Breakdown. You can find that on Apple Podcasts, and I don't know if it's on Spotify. I'll have to double check that one. But all your usual good podcast providers will carry.
Yep. Yeah, that's cool. No, I mean, this was awesome to chat with you. I think my co-host Alex probably would have had a load more questions. So between me and you, I'm glad he actually didn't come on, because he would probably yabber on for a long time. But anyway, Miles, thank you very much.
It's way too hot for that today. It's cold.
Exactly. And he's going back to Buffalo next week, so I can at least get a little bit of peace on the podcast and doing these interviews. Yeah. So it's all good. But anyway, thank you very much for coming on the show. I wish you good luck for the season, bar week 10, obviously. And
likewise.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Matt. Pleasure to be here.
Not us.
Not us.
You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work.
No. Huh? No. That's who we are.
Those on three. One, two, three.